I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And let's see if I have this properly hooked up, because yesterday I heard a song and I thought, Syph will either know something about the song or not, but either way, it's dope.
Okay. This is the Juan Ep Is Life podcast. No edits.
No edit edition.
Straight through. Whatever it is what it is. No edits.
You're hearing this, right?
No.
Perfect.
No edits.
Well, then hold on. We got to do it. We got to do it again if you didn't hear it, though.
Just play it again, but don't edit. Just play it again.
Okay. And I know what the problem was. You weren't getting my actual proper audio. Here you go, Cypher. No edit.
Here we go. No edits.
You say, what is it that you want? You've got everything that a woman could ever need in life. I got a closet full of minks, chinchillas. I got a bureau full of diamonds. I can change four times a day if I want to. You even trying to eat lobster and drink champagne. Now, you know that ain't your groove. Are you strictly a collard green cornbread man? Now, you know if anybody knows, I know. But since you feel like that this evening, sit down and drink some champagne with me and let me rap to you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the one and only Queen Bee. After me, there will be none. But you could call me Miss White. Most people know me as Little Kim, the head of the La Bella Mafia. Oh, shout out to my girl Victoria Gotti, the whole Gotti family, stay up. This time around, I ain't taking no shit. This time around, I never get bit. This time around, I switched up my flow. Got rid of the pits and put rocks by the dough. This time around, it ain't
like before.
This time around, I'm gonna crack it, Joe. The feds is watching me, so I can't do much. Speak the wrong words, bitch, and you will get touched.
I came back for you.
I don't know that song.
You don't? You've never heard I Came Back For You?
I think I might have heard it. It sounds familiar, but I don't know it.
So this is from La Bella Mafia. So this is well after you're no longer DJing for Lil' Kim.
No. But I did DJ for Lil' Kim back in the day.
Wait, hold on. You sure?
Yeah, years ago. This.
You're talking years ago.
This was years ago.
Years ago. But
is that, that a Kanye song?
That is a Kanye produced song. I Came Back For You off La Bella Mafia. It's the last song. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
It does sound dope.
Pretty dope. That intro. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the one and only Queen Bee. Yeah, that was a college radio Rosenberg banger at the time.
Really? That was Little Kim played on college radio.
Oh, I was rocking. What? I was playing that. I probably played Drugs too.
Oh, Drugs is the shit.
Drugs is Drugs, you think, for the hip hop heads considered like the joint of the first album?
Yeah, and Queen Bee. Yeah,
a different kind of high.
Who did this, Cypher?
I think Nasheem.
Sounds Nasheem. Sounds Nasheem here.
Did that? Yeah.
Ladies and gents, you don't keep host presents.
T-O-N-Y all over.
In the ladies' frame, leave it come stains, niggas remain in awe. When I go to Dillinger, over to your jaw. Never a flaw. Never before have you seen such magnificence.
Isn't there a Biggie version of Drugs?
I know there's a Biggie version of Queen Bee.
Or is it just Queen Bee?
I don't remember if there's one of Drugs. But yeah, I think that's Nasheem.
Shouts to Nasheem.
We got to get Nasheem on.
Nasheem would be a good one. We never did Nasheem Merrick, did we?
Listen, if we're going to go, let's go all the way under, man. Let's go all the way underground.
I agree with you. And I mean, and she's not even... I mean, Nasheem's not even all the way underground. I mean,
Nasheem always made the hard street bangers of the Bad Boys stuff.
Right.
And then he did TONY.
Man.
My favorite Nasheem is. Wait, did Nasheem do Who Shot Ya? I think Nasheem did Who Shot Ya.
Well, how about this? How about I read you his credits?
Why not? What are we here for?
It's hard. Nasheem Merrick doesn't have his own wiki? Doesn't that seem weird?
That is weird. Never a flaw.
Let's see. What comes up is Life After Death. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a song called Somebody's Gotta Die?
Yeah, I like that one.
He did that. Have you heard the song N-Words Bleed?
Yeah.
He did that one. He did. That's it. That's all that's listed on.
That's all he did on Life After Death?
It's all that's listed on Life After Death.
Who did My Downfall?
My Downfall, it says Brody, B-R-O-A-D-Y. But Nasheem Merrick has a writing credit.
Yeah, see?
So, who knows? That's a good point. You know, want to know the most random production credit of all time?
Is it on Life After Death?
Nope.
Oh.
Syf, I will give you a crispy $1 bill.
Okay.
If you can tell me who produced a song that I think you're familiar with.
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Go on.
Tell me who produced...
Oh, I know this. I mean, I forgot their names. I know. I forgot their names. There's two guys from Long Island.
Hot shit. Check it out. Hit you with no delaying. So what you saying, yo? Silly with my 9 milli, what the dilly, yo? When
I be on. You are right that it is multiple names.
Yes, yeah, two names, two guys.
No, I actually see three names.
Oh, three.
Listed as the producers for Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See. Yeah. The names are Shamello, Buddha, and Epitome.
I think they were Rumpelstiltskin's producers.
Come on. Come on, man.
I think they did stuff for Rumpelstiltskin's.
You mean Rumpelstiltskin's?
Rumpelstiltskin's, yeah.
Hold on.
I believe so. I believe the name, like Shamello. If you listen to the ad libs of Sound of the Zekers, you hear someone shout him out, I believe.
You know, it's a but is that not crazy hard to know?
About one hit wonder.
I mean, what? Bro, yesterday I was thinking about that. The reason this popped into my head was I'm watching, first of all, I had this girl on real late last week named Lady London.
Yeah.
Who's talented, a really dope artist from the Bronx originally. And
from
she did, yeah. And she did, oh, wait. Oh, shit.
What happened?
So she rhymed on this. Hold on, this is bugged.
Keep it real, I always kabaddi shit. Santa Claus coming, I'm probably the naughty list. Roberto Cavalli fits, commercially model shit. Over half a million followers, virtually I'm legit bullshit. What you think of that? Think of that? I ain't naked yet. Know if God give it, he could take it back. I'm in a Honda Civic and some Vapor Max, trying to make a rack out of 100 like with my paper. I look, I don't mind.
And my uncle produced this, is that what you're about to say?
So that song is called Long Live Shamello. She named that freestyle Long Live Shamello.
Oh, wait, what?
And now what? I'm looking at All Hip Hop, and it says Busta Rhymes hitmaking producer Daryl Shamello Durant dies suddenly.
Oh, this took a twist.
The New York native, first put on by Chuck D and the Bomb Squad. Good call, Cypher.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here? Why is Natalie
no
not
edits,
able to get
no edits?
No edits. I'm trying.
No edits. You're trying. Oh, I'll
try to talk to the Uber driver. Hold on, let's pick on the Uber driver. Hello. Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm the Uber driver. She's coming or not?
Yes. What street are you on?
I'm in.
Years ago. This was years ago, bro.
Okay. Just go closer to
years ago.
This was years ago, bro.
Yep, she's out there with a little tiny white dog. You'll see her. I'll tell her right now. He's on
years ago.
This was years ago, bro.
Black Ford Fusion, right?
Yeah, because Ford Fusion black.
Okay. She's out there.
I'm married.
Years ago.
I just told her that right now. You'll see her in 1 second. She's out there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. How do we do this with no edits now?
There's no way. You just gave your fucking address out.
Okay. Billy, can you handle just editing that part? You can handle that. One edit. One edit, Billy June.
Yes, I can edit that.
But by the way.
It wasn't like I was not going to not edit anything. I was like, minimal edits.
Okay. We'll do that one. Okay, but I still want people to hear us talking about how ridiculous it is that in the no edit episode, I gave out my home address. I do want that to be just not the actual address.
I'll just bleep out your address.
There you go. All right. Perfect. Thank you.
I'll just put years ago instead.
Years ago.
Right. No edit episode's off to a great start.
No edit is rolling. So Sife got it right that this gentleman, Shamello, came from Chuck D and the Bomb Squad, produced for other notables like New Edition, Mobb Deep, Petey Pablo, and BBD, among others.
Wow. I don't know any of the other stuff.
And Busta did post it back. Wow. Man, this is sad.
So she gave you that freestyle with a title.
No, she didn't give it to me. It's on a tape of hers, and it's called Long Live Shamello.
That's crazy.
And that's so random because I didn't realize that was the name of the freestyle. Like, I've just been playing it. And when I was listening to it yesterday because I played it on real late. And then I turned on a basketball game or something. And in the background, the second I turn on the basketball game is that instrumental.
Wow.
Like you know when you watch basketball, you can hear what they're playing in the arena?
Yeah.
Like, I heard them, and I'm like, oh, well, of course they are, because every DJ in every arena plays that beat.
Yeah.
It's just one of those forever beats.
Forever. Never fails.
So that was an interesting tidbit, though, in terms of production, those three names. But rest in peace to Shamello. I'm glad we had the convo about him.
Yeah, rest in peace to Jamal from SBTV also. Did you see that?
Man, I did see that. And I didn't know Jamal, but SBTV is a huge site in England, like one of the biggest sources for UK hip-hop, and he was like the driving force of the whole thing, man. I saw people were wrecked by that.
That shit was rough, man.
Did you know him?
Yeah. Not super well, but I definitely spoke to him. I knew him well. We spoke over DM and stuff, or WhatsApp.
About music. Because you were playing the UK.
He knows I'm a UK nut, so. I actually met him in the States the first time. He was here for some reason, I forget. But he was big, man. He was dope. And then everyone, because I saw like a couple people who don't know who he was, just saw like, oh, Ed Sheeran bigged him up. And I'm like, yes, he did. Like Ed Sheeran.
They were definitely friends. Right. Huh? But
because he was in the, Ed Sheeran blew up in the like kind of like underground circuit of like poetry shows and open mics, and he was doing like acoustic shows, and then he went to the black world and he met Jamal, and then that's where he blew up. That's why Ed Sheeran's friends with all these grime rappers and shit.
Right. That was really sad. How'd he die?
My friend told me heart attack.
And
not good.
By the way, did you see another one, Ebro? Your name's not Ebro. I mentioned this to Ebro yesterday. Sife, did you see that Buys One passed away?
Yes.
Did you know Buys One too?
Yes, very well. I forgot about that. That hurts. That one hurts. That one hurts, man. Buys One is a guy in the music industry, hip hop industry forever, man. Like, I don't even know how to explain him. He was a radio promo guy, you know.
That's how I know him.
But he was just a super cool dude, man. I saw a picture Riz put up. I guess the only picture Riz has of Buys, I'm in it as like a kid back at the NYU radio days.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so I'm like, what's this picture of me? And the funny thing is, Spinbad's in the same picture.
Wow.
So Spinbad's in the same picture. So I'm like, two or three of the people in this picture are dead.
Damn.
I don't know anything about Buys. I saw Bootleg Kev posted it, and I called him to ask him if he knew what happened, but I didn't reach him.
I did hear. I don't know if it's public, though. I'm not sure.
Did Ebro know him?
Yes. Ebro had been in communication with him recently. And I think Ebro said recently he thought he was going to be okay. And then he wasn't.
Oh, Ebro knew he was sick?
Yeah, he had talked to him since he was sick. You know, West Coast shit.
Fuck, man.
By the way, though, I had a super weird experience. And I share this kind of stuff with the audience because this is what we do on One App. So I put up my post on Twitter. I retweeted it. I was like, wow, this is a big loss. What a guy. You know, one of the first people I bothered for records, you know, back in the day. And then I clicked on his account on Twitter and it said, Buys One blocked you. It was a very weird experience. I was like, oh, well, I'm still really sad about this, but I wonder why he blocked me.
That is a One App moment. If there's no One App moments in life.
Yeah. By the way, that could be turned into a really great bit, couldn't it? It's such a 2022 thing.
That's so funny. And
by the way, now here's my question though. Does that mean that I had definitively made a turn for him and he didn't like me anymore?
No.
Or is there ever a situation where someone just like could have blocked you because, it's, I don't know, you were going off about some subject?
Twitter doesn't have mute.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Instagram has that mute shit.
But why wouldn't you just unfollow someone then? You could unfollow.
Oh, yeah. Could unfollow.
Like, did him and I ever
get into it? No, because he didn't want to not remember that he unfollowed you. So if you look at your block list, you still see the people that's on there, you know?
I wonder if I ever like got into, like, I'm like, I'm so dumb. Did I like get into it with him at some point? I don't even remember it. I don't think so.
That's funny.
My recollections of Buys were always working records back in the day. A lot of West Coast records, but all kinds of shit. Working for Interscope, different labels. He did indie and label side.
Yeah.
And
he had his own label, I think, or his own company. I always get
He had his own promo company, for sure.
That's fucked up, man. All right, what are we doing? We're talking about death? Where are we at? Where are we at?
So I had something else last week. This is the thing I've been waiting to talk about on One Up this week. This is what I've been waiting for. I've got something going on, people. There's something going on, okay? I did it again last week. After the Jason Lee thing temporarily passed, or at least for now, until his Drink Champs episode comes out, and then God knows how I'll feel at that point. But the Jason Lee thing passed, and I'm thinking, you know what? What am I doing? I don't want to get into it with people, you know, especially people I don't know what they're capable of. I don't want to do this. It's not comfortable. And then, fast forward to last week, I'm on Twitter, and I see DJ Academics tweeting about going after Megan Thee Stallion about the Tory Lanez Megan case. Very easy case of mindyourbusiness.com/ what the fuck does this have to do with you, fam? But that's why I'm saying there's something going on with me.
Oh, you're saying the mindyourbusiness.com should have been towards you.
Towards me.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying tell him to mind his business.
Do I need to be the hero for Meg? Like, she's not even going to know.
Are you friends with her?
Not really. You know, I'm friendly when I see her, but I'm not friends with Meg. I don't talk to her.
Right.
So I don't have some deep connection to her. I just, the way he was talking to her was so fucking reckless that, like, it shouldn't be my job. Like, I'm not the moral compass of hip-hop. And, in fact, no one wants me to be the moral compass of hip-hop. Uh-huh. You know, uh-huh. When I ran into David Banner last week, remember Sife? David Banner said, there's something when we had him on the show, he said, Rosenberg, I want to tell you something, but I'm going to tell you in person.
Yes.
I saw him at the Conway party.
Okay.
David Banner beelines for me.
Uh huh.
And immediately tells me what he wanted to tell me.
And?
I'll tell you after.
Okay. You can't tell. No edits.
No edits, except everything we need to edit. It wasn't anything crazy. It was really complimentary towards me. It was very kind.
He was like, and I don't like Chuck D either.
It wasn't that. But he said, he said to me, and he said this on the show to me too. He was like, you say things in hip hop that you shouldn't have to be the one to say. He was like, you've said a lot of things that you shouldn't have been the person who had to, but I appreciate that you have.
Right.
And I'm like, and listen, I told him, I was like, yo, it's crazy you bring this up because I'm dealing with this Jason Lee thing today where this guy's calling me a culture vulture and blah, blah, blah. I was like, so running into someone meaningful, not only in hip hop, but David Banner as a man who cares about black issues specifically.
Yeah.
Seeing you and you being like, yo, bro, I appreciate the things that you say and I hear you, that means a lot. I was like, especially given today.
When there should be black people that's speaking on this before you even come out your mouth.
Correct. That's what he was. I'm not saying that. That was the compliment Banner was giving.
Of course, I know. But there's a Patrice O'Neal joke where he says, it was like 2 years into Obama. And Patrice O'Neal goes, man, white people, if you would just shut the fuck up, we would be on your side about Obama. Because he's like, what has he really done? And he goes, but we can't say it because you're so racist that we got to stick up for him. He goes, Obama, I should have had a white slave by now.
So this is almost a reverse.
Yeah.
The Patrice version, but I don't need to be the moral compass of hip hop, I really don't, and I'm trying to figure out, like, yes, I think my intentions were good, but when I jump out there and say my response was, because his tone, Academic's tone, was so bullyish and tough, like he talks so tough that I was just like, I said Academic's talks really tough for a guy who would go broke if YouTube and Twitch shut down. Because, and the reason I went there, by the way, is because one of the things that annoys me, whether it's Jason Lee or academics, about these guys who go on the whole, they're very big on when they come after someone like me saying, you're an employee, you work for a job, I'm a fucking boss. That's like a really big thing. And it always, I always find it funny because 90% of the people who say that, they don't actually own the platform they're on either.
Right.
They're only getting a piece of what these companies are allowing you to get. And in fact, those companies can decide outright, we don't want to show your content anymore.
Right.
Just like they could do at Hot 97 or ESPN to me.
Yeah.
But like, you've made up this narrative that you're better because you don't have someone to report to.
Yeah.
Which, it not only is it like, it's not even a code that I appreciate. I'm like, that doesn't make me think better of you.
It means nothing.
It means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing.
It means absolutely zero. I mean, listen, are there days when I would like to not wake up? Sure, you're right. That's true. But guess what? We all have people we're working with, and the idea is ridiculous. So I just said that. I just said.
Yeah.
And after I said that, and here's where the show could get interesting, and I'm going to leave it in Sife's hands. He was in the middle of his live Twitch stream, I guess, which is like his thing, you know? He sits around, I guess, playing video games and talking to dudes in a chat room, right? Mm-hmm. And it when I said this, he was in the middle of the show, so of course, you know, his people see it and send it to him.
Yeah.
And he went ballistic.
Really? On you?
And on me. And I only clicked on like a second of it because I didn't want to get overly triggered by it. But I'm guessing the question is, should we play a piece of it and hear it back or no?
Of course we
should. I saw it. That shit was nuts.
So, Sai, we should play some back.
Of course you should play it. You know what? You don't want to play it?
No, I don't really care.
Yeah, you can't be. You can't take that shit personal, man. Who cares?
It was the visual that got me.
So do I need to share the screen instead?
He put your DMs to him on the screen while he was streaming.
Oh, yeah. He pulled my DMs after the last time, and this gets back to what the problem with me is. I have these moments where I get angry and lash out, and then I always perpetually think better of it later and want to make it good. You know what I'm saying? So he aired me out for sending messages where I was like, hey, man, I shouldn't freak out like that. We should have a conversation. He aired me out for trying to do the right thing, right? This is his air out. You know, I'm a bitch because I reached out afterwards. Yeah, you get it, dude. Let's see.
Bro, this is straight wrestling, bro. You can't take none of this shit to heart.
Whew. 4 days ago. Here we go. You're going to really put me through it right now.
Here we go.
Hopefully. Here we go. And this is no edits, as we said. So,
no edits.
All right, let's hope I can survive this without getting too angry. Cats really sit on Twitch all day, huh?
I guess so.
That's a thing. Like,
I know
there are dudes who are, and it did make me realize, though, it's having trouble loading this video for some reason. It did make me realize, though, for whatever reason, you. Like,
yeah, made you realize what?
Well, it just made me realize how different worlds I'm in. Like, it is true. I am not in that. Like, I don't think I am followed by dudes who are on Twitch all day. That's not what
no disrespect. I mean, you're sitting here listening to us, so I can't knock anybody for wasting their time. But if you sitting there watching another dude play video games, I'm lost. I'm gone. What is happening?
You're saying what part of the game is that?
Will Silvins, my friend Will Silvins from my other podcast, Talk Clearly, or check it out, subscribe. He said, no, I remember back in the day when a kid was beating the game at the arcade and he would have people around him.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I guess
that's a reach, though. Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a reach.
I was like, wasn't it you standing around him because you wanted to play next?
Yeah, was it really just you were hanging out with the person?
Right, no matter what, at least it's still out there in the world.
Well, oh, in your,
you got
in,
your album cover up there.
Let's see what he's saying.
That's yeah, nice.
That's nice.
Free promotions.
Yeah, thank you.
Culture Vulture. We should do a tour called the Culture Vultures.
Me and you?
Yeah.
I don't know why this isn't working. This is really upsetting.
No edits. No edits.
I just gave you a
no
link
edits.
In the private chat.
Is it a better link?
Yeah, it's a Twitter link. It's easier.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Billy June.
Billy June in the motherfucking house.
So this is probably just a short one. All right, this will be a short one. Here we go. Let's see. Here we go. Now let me share this to the screen so Cypher can see it.
Here we go.
And by the way, it's important. I know I'm a weirdo for wanting to share this with this audience, but I feel like our people can be helpful here. Here we go. Here's a piece.
Yeah, I really thought, he's just saying it for the stream. Nah, I've been shitting on these bum ass. I used to look up to y'all, and then y'all became my sons. When I was in high school, I used to listen to y'all niggas, and y'all became my sons. I don't respect y'all. Look. You can tell me to go fuck myself, but you really think I'm... No, hold on. Listen, but I know my approach is always kind or positive on top, and I can work it out myself, but the rest is real. You read this, then went on scene. You don't really want to talk. You just want the bullshit as I expected. Proceed with the bullshit. Nigga, I wanted your bitch ass off my dick. Suck a dick, nigga. Go tend to your wife. I don't like you. I don't fuck with you. Stop getting in my DMs. You was talking about act. Look, when I told y'all big act, y'all really thought.
So there's
I
that's one.
Nah,
that's one.
What is happening?
Shit on these bum ass.
Yo, he. I in watching it back though, Sife, because I just kind of clicked too quickly and didn't want to like get myself too angry. Is this a different one, Billy June? The other one you sent, or same one? In watching it now though, and hearing a piece. Because this is what we do, Sife, right? You and I analyze things.
Uh-huh.
He sounds really hurt about that I used to look up to y'all part. That's what I heard there.
He's talking about I heard, when he says y'all, he means me? I'm in there?
I would assume if he said I grew up listening to y'all, I would assume that actually means you. But when he says the bum ass part, he's talking about me and Ebro. He's not talking about
right.
you.
Okay.
Because Ebro said shit about him too. But yes, that y'all would probably be both of us. He just probably doesn't have the same vitriol for you, I'd imagine, because you never, you know.
And when I'm his son? He goes, you're my sons. I don't respect you. Well, why don't you respect your son? You're a horrible father, academics.
You're a horrible father, academics. Yeah, you're a fucking deadbeat dad if you don't respect me as your son. And by the way, go tend to my wife. I guess you don't listen to one app because I am divorced.
Tend to your wife.
Tend to my wife. I can't because I'm divorced, sir. So I, you know what? But for real, in watching it back though, and I'm not saying this to be an asshole. I am saying this with some legitimate regret, even though he's such a dick. It does make me feel bad. That I can tell it does come from, he used to listen to Hot 97.
Yeah.
He did admire us.
Right.
We did not show respect to what he did, and he felt shit on by us. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
My problem with that is, Saif, it is not the responsibility of everybody who's like your elder in a field to respect what you do if they don't find what you do worthy of respect. Yeah. Like, there are some cats who don't fuck with me. There are older vets in hip hop who do not fuck with me. I get it.
Rightfully so.
They have the right to not.
Yeah.
Like he feels like, yo, I came up, I did my thing, and you guys all hated on me.
But you you do a thing that I'm not interested in.
I think it's good. I think it's bad.
I can understand how you think you're doing what we did because you're talking into a microphone, but it's completely different. Now, if Charlemagne don't respect you, that I could understand. Because you're doing what Charlemagne does.
One part of my job. Yeah, sure.
Not you, him.
Oh, him. I was like, wow.
Not you, him. He does what Charlemagne does.
He continued on the Charlemagne path of style.
So
but adapted
if you,
it to
if
the
Charlemagne
internet.
Don't respect you, I can understand you getting a fit. I don't like anything you do. I don't like talking bad about rappers. I don't like talking bad about people. I don't like drama. Yeah, every once in a while we make fun of somebody or we delve into something, but I don't like dragging people in the mud or, you know what I mean? Like, it's not my thing.
Well, and how about musically? What are you responsible for? The main thing he's associated with musically is putting on 6ix9ine.
Right.
Like, why would I respect you?
Yeah.
Why would anyone in our place respect you? And you're supposed to be, and then you get angry and tell us to suck a dick and we're your sons and you have no boss and you're rich and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, of course you live 4 hours away in New Jersey where everyone's rich, but why do we have to respect you for that? You didn't try to earn respect. You never came to the game trying to earn respect.
I never even met you.
Not once.
I never even met the guy. Like, you never came up to me and be like, yo, OG, da da da, nothing. I don't even know you. I gotta tend to my wife.
At least you have one.
Well, you know.
For now.
Tell me that, Ak.
Yeah. By the way, you have it completely wrong. If you want to tell someone to tend to their wife, it's Scythe.
It's right up my alley.
He needs to tend to his wife. He's on the road constantly.
Tend to him. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
It just was so.
No, but listen, he's all wrestling, bro. He's fronting for the camera, man. Like,
well, bro,
it's easy to talk shit about you. It's easy to talk shit about you.
Of course it is. No, I'm an easy target. I get it. I'm someone he can actually flex on and feel like he could be tough, even though in real life I saw him at Complex. He walks around that place like a titmouse. I said what's up to him. He literally walked the other direction. He was not confident in real life. Like, was not.
Oh.
And by the way, he doesn't go out either. He lives far away and streams. Like, I've had to go out. You yell and talk tough and say suck dick and blah, blah, all this crazy shit. Bro, do you understand that people like us, everything we said on Hot 97 every day, we'd have to then go out in the world that night in the city and face it?
Yeah.
Like, it's a fact, you haven't even lived the life of this at all. You don't even understand.
But how does he get away with all this shit? Like, I saw some shit about him and Freddie Gibbs and all that. Like, how does he get away with all this?
You mean how has he never gotten smacked up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's more WWE than we realized. Because, like, I would imagine if he talks that crazy, which I think he has, to other people who are tougher than me. I would imagine, Scythe, if I was gangster, what he just said right there would probably be on site.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't inviting someone to your private region?
Yeah.
Generally on site? I don't give a fuck.
Has he got a lot of goons around him?
I don't think so. Could. He has money. You know? You could always get wolves. One can always get some wolves if you've got some cash.
One can always get some wolves.
You can find some wolves.
That's some wanted poetry right there. One can always obtain wolves.
I mean, listen, who can't? If you want to have wolves around, but the problem with wolves are they're going to eat.
You got
to
feed them.
Wolves are eating.
Yeah.
So I would rather have no wolves around and not have to feed anyone.
Yeah.
But anyways, but so back to the question at hand, though.
Yeah.
Why do I feel the need to say something? Yes, I'm right that he was a total unfair dick to Megan. And I can't believe men talk that way to women publicly. It's wild to me. But why is that my fight?
Yeah, okay. So the deeper question.
Let's get into the more important part of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to ask yourself a couple questions. Like, what is it about what he's saying? Like, are you also, you know, in need of respect? You know what I mean? The same way he's saying, oh, I used to respect y'all, but y'all don't respect me or whatever. Y'all must, like, do you need respect? Do you need?
I definitely care deeply about respect, for sure.
Well, that's no, but sure. That's not even it, because you would you have said that to anyone else if they said that about Megan Thee Stallion?
That particular thing,
was,
yes.
The way he was talking.
If someone else had been on my timeline, the exact same quote, I would have found something nasty to say about them, for sure. Might have not been specific to that line.
Okay, here we go. Why insult his YouTube and his Twitch shit? How is that relevant? Right. Why not just stick up for Megan Thee Stallion?
Great point.
That is where, I don't know why you did it. I'm saying that's probably one of the mistakes you made.
Mm-hmm.
Because you took it out of, you should say, hey, you shouldn't be talking to a female like that in public, in private, or ever. It's crazy disrespectful, and you're a horrible person, period.
Period.
You try to go at him about his what did I always teach you about the streets? Yes. What did I teach you about the streets? If you with someone's money or you fuck with someone's family.
And in talking about their money.
You fucked with his money.
I talked with him about his money.
You fucked with his money. His Twitch and YouTube is how he makes his living. So now you try to take food out of his mouth in his eyes.
In his eyes, right. I don't think it works that way.
Where
I hear what you're saying.
You were just trying to defend Megan Thee Stallion, where you should have just kept it at that. So so that's what shoulda, coulda, woulda been.
Yes. But that is interesting, because there is a world, Syph, in which what you're saying is right. I was angry about what he said about Megan, but I didn't respond to what he said about Megan.
No.
I lashed out at something that he's actually lashed out at me about in the past.
Correct.
Him talking shit about, you know, being an employee and working for radio stations. Obviously, I'm sensitive about that in some way, for whatever reason. And so I decided to... I don't know why my camera keeps cutting out today. It's a weird internet day. I decided to lash out at that, which you're right, Syph, is not an effective... it wouldn't have been effective no matter what to his people. They all would have, you know, done what they do. These are Twitch cats. But still, in terms of representing myself in a way that I want to be proud of.
Yeah. Yeah. So you did not do that. You were sticking up for Megan, but you didn't really stick up for her.
And then, of course, the next day on the radio, I did. I kept it all about Megan. I didn't mention him specifically. I kept it all about Megan. But I did say that people who speak that way to women show how small their penis is. So that is also still something that is intentional. I still have a little bit of that. Let me poke you exactly where I think it might hurt you.
Yeah, I
still have that, and I don't love that I do that.
But you're trying to figure out why you do it.
I just don't want to do it anymore, because basically I participated in an activity casually on Saturday that I won't mention specifics about. And the participation in this activity made me get very paranoid. And when I get very paranoid, I think about like things that have happened, and I'm like, why am I starting with these motherfuckers, man? Like, yes, who gives a fuck? But also, I don't need enemies who are not good people. You know, I don't need to have enemies with people who could do dirty shit. I've done that before, Syph. I've had enemies with people who did dirty shit. Remember what they did?
You sound like the Tinder swindler. My enemies. Exactly.
That's right, though, but it's true. I've done that before. You know what I got? I got a story about fake text messages coming out while I was engaged. It wasn't pleasant.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Yeah, I got some of those fake text messages too when we were at war.
Yep. You don't want to go battling with people who have no bottom. Correct. If you have a moral compass, you don't want to get into shit with people who don't have one, because they will go further than you.
Yeah.
Like, their ego is such, you could hear it in that video of his. He's so affected when those things hit him. I think I'm affected. He gets so affected, he starts screaming, suck my dick like a maniac.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you got to be mindful of that. Like, who wants that shit? So this is why I wish I could handle it a little bit better, as to not deal with that shit.
Okay, so all right, so here, there's two things that hit, you know, attack it head on, or avoid it, right? So why do you still do it? Why do you engage? Like, maybe you need the 5-second rule before you respond. You count down from five. You know what I mean?
I need 5 minutes.
You need to reset your brain.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you feel the need to respond?
I should never be responding instantly on social media. Never. There's never a reason for me to get the feeling and type. Hasan Minhaj does a great bit in his new stand-up. I saw him at Radio City this week, and he does a great bit about when he blew up because Saudi Arabia pulled his episode of the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
And he does this whole bit about how he was trending number one. And he's like, feed me the fucking validation. Feed me that fucking shit. Give me the... And he has a screen behind him showing all the likes and messages. Yeah, yeah, and he's like, into my veins. and then at the end, he does a thing where he does it again.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, this shit feels even better than when your dad says, I'm proud of you. And remember, this is like a mostly Indian room. So a lot of his cultural jokes are for Indian kids.
Yeah, yeah, they're hitting hard.
And he says that, he's like, your dad saying, I'm proud of you. Just kidding. My dad never said that. You know, so, but like, I do think that's part of it. But the thing is, what a weird thing to do. If you want to get validation on social media, attacking someone like DJ Academics is not going to provide that. It is going to give you the opposite. You are going to get bombarded.
Cool. Well, yeah, because there's also probably a lot of people who agree with you, but why would they respond? They're high moral compass people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're saying, like,
right.
Yeah. I agree with this guy. And then they move on to the next thing. They're not going to jump in the fight with you.
Right, exactly. So what's the point for them? They're thinking it through. They're being reasonable.
Where did you see this attack on Megan Thee Stallion?
Twitter.
Why are you on Twitter? What's happening?
You mean in the first place? What's the purpose?
Yeah, what's on Twitter that you like?
I go on Twitter. It was during the K show. I go on to hear people reacting to the things we're saying.
Okay.
Like, Twitter is the platform where on the K show we get like live comments back from people all the time.
Okay. And then while you were on there, you happen to see this thing.
Correct. And then I end up, you know,
so
in my
shit. If he said it about Cardi B or Remy or Dream Doll, would you have the same reaction? Is it because it was Megan?
I would think so. No, I don't have a particular affinity
so it's a guy
for Megan.
Just talking really reckless to a lady.
It just felt crazy to me. And obviously, I already don't like him.
And does Megan need you to stick up for her? Because I feel like Megan is tougher than you.
That is a great point by you.
I feel like Megan might be even tougher than you.
I think Megan is definitively tougher than me. Yeah. She's certainly been through more than me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm sorry to bore you people with this. And by the way, where the hell are you people? Our people, by the way, don't exist on social media. They don't. I get into a scrap and I'm acting like an idiot. I'll see one Juanette person jump in like, hey, that's my guy. And they won't even say that.
So we can't mobilize the Juanettepers.
What? And like, we have enough of, like, when you really think about the numbers we have week to week, it is enough people to make an impact. Where, like, if I was beefing with Academics and they were all sending nasty shit to him the way his people send nasty shit to me, he could feel it.
Right. We could fire
But our
back.
People don't do that. Our people don't do it. You know why? They are not sitting in a Twitch chat at 4 o'clock on a weekday.
No, here's my shit. Here's my favorite shit. Yo, y'all gotta bring that Juanette back. It's back. It's back. No, it's been back for over a year.
No, listen. I love Juanette. Y'all gotta bring it back. I'm like, but if you love it, you would maybe know that it's back. It's been back. I love it, man. Bring that back.
All right. Well, any therapists out there that want to help out my boy, why does Peter have to react to these things? You don't have to. You know what you need? You need a sponsor. You need a sponsor like alcoholics have right before they think they're going to drink. They go call their sponsor.
It's a great point. It is a really good point. I do have people I sort of treat like that. I could do a better job being like, hey. Now, I did have a video last week I was going to post, but I didn't.
Like,
I sent it off. So I sent it off to Stack Guy Greg and said, yo, should I post this or not?
Of what, of that, discussing that incident?
It was.
You know what the problem is?
It was that day, yeah.
You have good intentions, but then, like, you almost block the blessing. Because if your whole message was sticking up for defending a black woman, right, it would be hard to combat that.
You would think. But when you add in the other nasty shit, it now just seems personal.
Yeah, but you—that's what I'm saying. You put in the nasty. You put in the personal.
I did that. No, yeah. I did that. I ruined.
Hey man. Hey, I understand you have a big platform, and a lot of people follow you. But I don't think it's right for you to talk so disrespectfully to a woman.
Yep.
And you know
that would be more effective.
Obviously, you're gonna have something to say about it that I don't understand your culture. And I don't know what I'm talking about. I should stay out of it. But, you know, I'm going along the lines of defending women and defending black women, which is like a thing that's happening right now. And this is part of it. And go ahead. You and your goons and you and your followers can talk shit about me all you want. But I'm going to rest on my laurel. Is it laurels?
I think it's laurels. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to rest laurels on my laurels here and know I'm sticking up for Megan. You know, I got your back. And then fall back, because every message that comes in is a fucking some dude who treats his girl like shit. You know what I mean?
Sife, that is a really great point. That is what I should have done.
Next time. Let's write now, to someone right now.
I realize that we didn't even play this to start the program.
Damn. All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
One Ep is live.
Sean Carter, Jay-Z is on One Ep soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, yo.
Uncle Snoop.
Guess what?
Yeah.
New York, we love you.
Q-Tip.
Yes.
By the way, Chris Rock is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, MF and Eminem and Royce the 5'9 on One Epstein? Jilly from Philly?
What?
Jill Scott.
Philly. Big Daddy Kane is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. Sir.
We have the legendary Quincy Jones.
Oh! Woo!
On Juan Epstein. Ow.
Thank you.
One of the heroes and friends of the show, right. Nori is here. Give a round of applause for Jadakiss joining us on the Juan Epstein podcast.
Obviously, Tracy Morgan's here.
I shut him down. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg.
Don't get gas!
Who made that?
That is a gentleman named Brandon Cousin who sent that to us.
He just made that.
Yep.
Thank you, Brandon.
Brandon, that is the first entry. He sent it to my email, rosenbergbeats@gmail.com. He's a cheap heat listener too.
Oh, that's the entry for what? Like a theme song?
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, but that's the shut him down beat.
You want a production. Well, hold on, here's another one. You want another one?
I mean, it was great.
This is from DJ Rawshark, who says, hey, Peter, hope all is well. I'm a long-time listener loving the new incarnation of the show. I am too cheap/poor to afford the Patreon, so I'm trying to win the theme song competition. Here's my entry. Hope you enjoy. Here's another one. This is DJ Rawshark.
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know I used to DJ for Little Kevin.
Good afternoon.
Do you know that I was I'm once divorced?
This is years ago.
Years ago. Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good night.
This is
Juan Epp fuckery.
This is years ago, bro.
It's a big day, ladies and gentlemen. One Ep is
what?
Listen, watch, don't listen, don't watch. I don't give a fuck. Rosenberg.
Cypher Sounds. Yo, we're doing it for this thing we call hip hop.
And good night.
What do you think of that one?
I like the beat. I don't like all the stuff on top of it.
What do you mean?
It was too messy.
You didn't like the beginning? You didn't like the stuff with us on it?
No.
Why?
I love it.
You didn't like it was too quick or something?
Yeah, it was too quick. The other one had a little more.
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know,
I love the intro with years ago.
Yeah, I like that
years
part.
Ago. Building. That's a great idea. Hold on a second.
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know, I used to DJ for a little kid.
Good afternoon.
Do you know that I was I'm once divorced?
This is years ago.
Years ago. Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good night.
This is
one Ep fuckery.
This is years ago, bro.
It's a big day, ladies and gentlemen. One Ep is
what?
Listen, watch, don't listen, don't watch. I don't give a fuck. Rosenberg.
Cypher Sounds. Yo, we're doing it for this thing we call hip hop.
Okay. it's better. It's not bad. Yeah, it's good.
He did include really good stuff. I love the Angonite. Yeah. No, I like that one too, man. I enjoyed it. Shout out to DJ Raw Shark. We're going to figure it out. And you can always amend these and keep working on it. And if you want to send them over, I don't know if Billy June, I guess Billy June didn't get any sent to his email address because he didn't tell us.
Also, me personally, this is just a personal thing. I'm more of a
go ahead
up-tempo energy guy. So the shut him down beat has a little
hit
more,
you more.
Little more oomph, but it's good. Thank you.
Please keep these coming. I want to hear more.
You didn't like my entry. That was my version of Bad Boy for Life.
Oh, my God.
Remember that one?
That was something. I do. That was really something, Billy June. Really something. How are you doing, Billy June? How was your week? You all right?
I cracked my tooth last night. I'm in a great mood.
You cracked your tooth?
Oh, no.
I have a cap, and I tried... I'm a dumb fuck, and I tried opening a water bottle with my mouth, and the whole thing cracked in half and fell out of my mouth.
What? Why?
Wait,
why?
Wait.
I've had a temporary cap since 2020 because I had to get a root canal.
Okay, so the cap broke?
Yeah, so now it's like...
Don't show. I don't want to see.
I'm not. You guys shit on my artwork a lot, but I got a lot of praises this week from some big people on my artwork.
What artwork was this week?
I work on a new show called Sneaker Battles.
Uh-huh.
And Rosenberg said, what's going on in the world if I'm the one that's making the artwork for the show?
Yeah,
that's right. I did say that.
Hovain, Rory, Maul, and Smoke Dizza all really liked it and said I should keep it going.
I would always say keep it going because
they love the artwork. That's what they said. They love the artwork. Okay.
Listen, everyone's entitled to have bad taste. Wait, when did you post it, Billy June? It's on your page?
No, I texted it to you guys. I'll send it to you.
I know, but I'm trying to find it since years ago. Let's see.
It's like a box.
Here, I have it. I can share it.
Oh, I see it. All right, let's. I'm gonna pull this up, so we can look at it right here, Siph, and really get into this. Let's see. Hold on. Oh no, that's academic.
I have it.
Don't do that.
I have it.
You're doing it?
Yeah.
This is the no edit. You're
sharing
episode.
The screen.
Remember that, guys. No edit.
Yeah, no edit. Years ago. It's good stuff, Billy Joe. Here we go. All right. So now we're looking at it. It says sneaker battle. Sneaker Battles, hosted by Smoke Dizza. I'm guessing that's their... Is that their graphic, the way it's written, Sneaker Battles?
Yes.
Okay, so that's theirs already. Then it says that in yellow. It's an orange flyer. It says Sneaker Battles in yellow. Underneath it in white, it says hosted by Smoke Dizza. And then you took two boxers and you... Maybe Canelo and Floyd or something. And you... You put Maul's head on the black guy and Rory's head on the whiter guy and Smoke Dizza's head on the ref, and he's in the middle.
Is that an actual picture where the ref was holding people apart?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is all an established picture, an existing picture, and you put their heads on these on the thing.
It was a lot more than that, but I designed the whole thing too myself.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
This boxer, ref, and boxer, the ref is in between them. This is an actual picture that exists.
That I took and I erased everything and cut it out and did all the shit.
Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Who are the boxers? Is it Floyd and Canelo?
Jake Paul and somebody else.
Oh, Jake Paul. Okay.
Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley or something.
And then you remove
Jake Paul and Floyd.
You remove the background.
Yes.
Okay.
For all three.
It was Logan and Floyd.
Which is
and then I found the right pictures of the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And placed them perfectly and sized it and did
you
all
sized
this.
It you oversized it as a joke. Or you think that's the size of the actual
I oversized it as a joke.
Okay, so you oversized the head. Because if you thought those were the actual sizes of heads compared
to bodies.
You'd
be worried about that. Then you think it's
I'm emphasizing.
So Billie Jean, I'm glad I think it did look pretty good, first of all. And that I'm happy for you that Complex wants you to do that. You should keep doing it. It doesn't change how I feel about all the graphics you've
sent
to us.
When I said that one, you said, wow, this is a sad state of affairs.
Why last week's episode about Yeezy, why does it say featuring MJ Rosenberg or whatever it said?
Right.
Why do we
need
that?
You don't
need
that.
Why do you think the picture is supposed to be a draw to people watching or listening to the episode? Why would MJ Rosenberg?
So then tell me to take it off.
No, but I'm trying to figure out why you would even think to put that.
He wants to get inside your head, Billie Jean.
Why do you think? Why would he?
The title. I said, what do I put on this? And Peter said that. So I put it on.
Years ago.
Also, Syfe called what was going to be in the documentary before it came out. Pretty cool.
That is true.
What?
That is true.
The Dave shit.
Well, yeah. You know what?
We got to go.
Did you watch part two yet or no?
Of course.
Years ago. All right, let's go over to Patreon and talk about part two of the Kanye genius. What do you think?
I think that's a good move.
Also, I think we should have a guest next week, shouldn't we? Time? I actually don't know if people prefer One Ep with or without guest anymore. Do you know?
I don't know.
What's your take, Billie Jean?
It's a mix. Also, this is the first episode of March for Patreon and for the month.
I love people that answer stuff like that. I love people that the answer to the question is sometimes good, sometimes bad. Yeah, I know.
You wanted an answer.
It's hit or miss. It's hit or miss. Yeah, everything is hit or miss. All right, we'll see you guys later.
See you on the flip.
Come over to Patreon.
Patreon. We'll see you there.
50.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com